Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So with all this talk about what's happening with Netanyahu and Israel, vis-a-vis going into Rafah, well, now Egypt evidently is getting in on the act, saying the United States needs to make clear to Israel the consequences of a Rafah operation. But last time I checked, and we're going to check with Denise Simon here in just a moment, last time I checked, that's where a lot of Hamas is. In Rafah. And so if you're just going to, you know, prematurely cancel the war, I don't know what to tell you. If it just means that Hamas would be able to reconstitute that much more easily. Folks, welcome back to the program. Hour number three is officially on the way, or has launched, I should say. We're officially heading into the stratosphere, and we're glad that you're along with us this morning. We're glad to be along with you as well. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of this hour if you have any questions or comments for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. So without further ado, yes, let's bring in Denise Simon. And Denise, you know, isn't that where Hamas is fundamentally right now? They're in Rafah, and this is why Israel has to do something.
Well, there is some leadership of Hamas that's actually back in the northern part of Gaza in the the Shira Hospital. They were able to kill one of the leaders there yesterday.
But we understand there are some of the battalions are evidently still there in Rafah.
Absolutely they are.
Yeah.
I guess the question is, why isn't this administration putting pressure on Egypt? It's Egypt that has actually been blocking all kinds of things, from the refugees, shall we call them, from going through the Rafah access into Egypt or Sinai. So why is this all on Israel? I guess is the question. I've been stomping my feet talking about Sinai for quite some time. The other piece is that nobody's really having a discussion on Gaza itself. And what it's going to look like 6 months from now or even 6 years from now. And Israel wants to actually maintain control as it has previously because it doesn't trust any other country, and rightly so. And I really hope that in these discussions that Netanyahu has had with any of the national security apparatus in the United States has actually said that. You know, we haven't been able to trust anybody yet, so this is what it's going to look like. But
well, sure.
It's going to be like a buffer zone. It may be a ghost town if Israel has its way, and I think it should fix this thing kind of once and for all. So Israel's pretty much telling everybody, you guys figure it out, but Gaza is going to belong to us, and it's going to belong to us on our terms.
Well, but why does Jake Sullivan, you know, he's there at the White House press briefing room, Why does he talk about the idea about, you know, this is about policy, not and strategy? He says, the president's not focused on what is popular, but he wants to get the right results.
Blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. He goes on to say the enduring defeat of Hamas a two-state solution that has a secure Israel and a Palestinian state that vindicates the aspirations of the Palestinian people. Why haven't, I mean, they just keep sort of promoting this idea. Exactly. I mean, none of this makes any sense anymore. I mean, because Gaza, and you pointed out the other night, Denise, I want to make sure that I let everybody know, you pointed out the other night that there, well, there was Gaza. You know, that was the state, essentially, in a de facto way, and Hamas, they didn't govern it.
They ruined it.
Yeah, exactly. And
well, the same thing is true with the Golan Heights. You know, if for nothing else, and then there's, you know, the West Bank. Israel ought to turn around and say, you know what, we've had it. We've given up. We've tried to be nice when it came to the West Bank. We tried to be nice when it came to the Golan Heights. We tried to be nice when it came to Gaza. We're finished being nice.
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, but there's a different mentality. There's a different sort of culture in modern-day Israel. And I think that the different players in this, they're trying to take advantage and have always tried to take advantage of Israel's good nature. You know, the emphasis, of course, nobody wants to see collateral damage. But the same people who are railing against any kind of collateral damage that Israel is causing in some way, shape, or form will never rail against Hamas or rail against all these documented things that we've heard now have happened from the October 7th attacks. It's outrageous.
Well, the October 7th attacks was certainly the most recent and the most horrific in modern day history. We can agree to that. But it isn't. It is part of an inventory of the conflicts that Israel has had with militant Islam.
Right. Oh yeah. Sneak attacks and the, you know, it used
to
be
the West Bank and you know, when it comes to the, you know, what goes on at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, that stuff goes on almost every single day.
Right.
And so, you know, Chuck Schumer, Jake Sullivan, Tony Blinken, even Biden, why don't you go have a talk with Mahmoud Abbas at the Palestinian Authority? Let's start there.
Good point. All right, Denise, stay right there. We are just getting started, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Come on right back, because we'll be here.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
And we are moving through the Tuesday edition, hour number three, everybody. Can you believe that? Again, it just flies by. There is absolutely no scientific explanation for it. So as we've said, we just accept it. We just accept it and we move along and we enjoy the program. And we hope that you're coming along with us here this morning, enjoying the program, 949-822-7959. And, of course, we'll be opening up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or a comment for Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. So, once again, welcome back, Denise.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, you know, we had a great call from Eric in Tennessee earlier talking about the Houthis, because I had mentioned that according to one article that I saw, I think it was in Newsweek, to be honest, they were talking about this notion that the Houthis may have some kind of access to a hypersonic missile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what do we know about that? I mean, that seems like a game changer like never before.
Well, we can't overlook the notion or the fact that Iran and Russia collaborate. Iran and North Korea collaborate. Iran and China collaborate. In fact, China sent a delegation to Doha
mm-hmm.
To deal with, you know, to talk about Hamas. So, where's our intelligence apparatus? Where's our Defense Intelligence Agency, which is, you know, the CIA version to support the military? Where is it? And what are we really doing? How is it that the weapons that the Houthis have get moved from Iran to Yemen? I mean, we're not very good anymore at conflicts, at preventing conflicts, going on the offensive to stop things. We always react to something militarily, but we also do it politically. Otherwise, we wouldn't be in the trouble that we're in when it comes to politics in Washington, D.C. So I guess, you know, we've got a massive military budget. We spread money around at the United Nations, who is absolutely worthless. And we spread money around to all these NGOs, and we're letting the bad guys win. Or not so much win, but exist. And it defies logic to me that we are where we are today with the technologies that we have.
Right. Oh yeah. Well, you kind of tripped something in my mind there, Denise, when you were talking, and that is, you know, we're not good at it. Is it because there's an agenda at work, or is it because we don't have the, for lack of a better term, the experience or the people skills, you know, to do this? We have technology, but do we lack perspective and experience as we might have had decades ago, but with arguably much lower technology?
If we look at Article 5 of the NATO doctrine, instead of invoking Article 5, look at the spirit of Article 5. And what that's really saying is that the Western countries actually need some leadership in order to stop all of this stuff. So you don't have to actually use Article 5. And we're not doing that. We have no leadership. And that's exceptionally evident with how Biden pulled us out of Afghanistan.
Oh, sure.
So there is no will to do the right thing. We're not, I mean, Qatar has been a host of terrorist groups for years, going all the way back to the Obama administration, when they actually opened an embassy for the Taliban in Qatar. And the Obama administration moved the Taliban 5 out of Guantanamo to Qatar.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but number one, you say the words Taliban embassy. I mean, it's almost too funny to contemplate. It's like the phone rings. It's, hello, Taliban embassy. I mean, it just is so strange.
But, I mean, that's where we are.
Yeah.
it's kind of like, how is it? You know, everybody, a lot of people are blaming Israel for the failure to see that October the 7th was going to happen. It wasn't necessarily going to happen on October the 7th, but it was building that there was going to be some kind of invasion, if you will. Well, where is our intelligence apparatus? And not just the United States, but where is that of the West? Okay? Because it goes beyond, I would argue, Qatar. It goes to Iraq. It goes to Syria. It goes to Jordan. It goes to Egypt. And, you know, what were we doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but again, is it because they want a certain agenda to play out, or is there an incompetence there where they just can't add all this up properly and then make the right recommendations?
We can't make a decision here. You know, even if, and it's a big if, the CIA or any part of the intelligence apparatus, along with the Five Eyes and others, had collected the intelligence, or had operatives, as we're supposed to have, what were the recommendations on that intelligence? One, was it proven? Or was there intelligence? Two, was it proven? And three, were there any kind of decisions made? Well, the answer to that's no.
Mm-hmm.
We are still trying to make China, we are still trying to make Russia, North Korea, and Iran good citizens of the world. And they're not. They're never going to be until we force that. Well, We have no will to do that.
Well, I agree. I just don't see the Tehran regime making changes that would ever constitute the idea that they want to be part of a community of nations.
No, they don't. They just don't.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the big part of this is being left out is the United Nations. And so Trump, for the sake of argument, you know, one of the first things that he's going to do, you know, he kind of tells us that he's going to deal with China and he's going to deal with the border and he's going to, well, he needs to go back and absolutely deal with the United Nations and he needs to torpedo the place.
Right, right, exactly. And just to make sure that other networks don't misinterpret your statement so you don't have your bloodbath moment
Okay.
Would you be?
Financially.
That's right.
Thank you. We need to financially torpedo the place.
That's right.
We'll say it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Yikes. Shame on Denise.
No. But see, that's the thing with these figures of speech, you know. It's like, come on. You're right. In other words, And I think even the American people kind of understand this inherently, and that is what's happening now isn't working. There has to be some other
kind. The climate Paris Accord isn't working. The Iran nuclear deal isn't working. You know, the nuclear treaty with Russia isn't working. The World Economic Forum isn't working. I mean, what we're doing and not doing for Ukraine isn't working. What works? Where are our successes?
Well, that's right. Well, of course, with the campaign issues going on right now, it'll be, well, we've got this amazing job growth and all this other stuff. But yet at the same time, we have these record layoffs. And it's just you can't manipulate this into being something where, like you said, where are these successes? I don't think, in fact, 33% of the American people think we're going in the right direction. So that means people aren't feeling like there are successes happening, either domestically, economically, or internationally.
You know, sad news with Joanna Fabrics filed for bankruptcy yesterday.
Yes.
Now, the company's been around for 81 years, okay? Now, that kind of tells you that we are a immediate gratification society and we're a disposable society. We throw something away and just go buy it someplace else instead of going, let's have a skill. Let's have a situation where we can rely on ourselves to do certain things. Do women sew anymore with a sewing machine? No.
No.
Do they do needlepoint? Do they knit? No.
Good point. Hold that thought, Denise. We're coming right back, everybody. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
USA News Update. Donald Trump is sharply criticizing Democrats and the media for their portrayal of remarks he delivered over the weekend at a rally in Ohio. Trump stirred controversy by suggesting there would be a bloodbath in the event of his defeat in November's election. However, on Truth Social, he contended his words were deliberately misconstrued, clarifying that he was specifically referring to the potential devastation of the auto industry under a second Biden administration. Authorities in Nashville have discovered the bank card of Riley Strain, a Missouri student who has been missing for for over a week. The card was found along the Cumberland River by two local women who have volunteered to assist in the search. The majority of Americans dismiss former President Trump's claims of immunity. According to a recent Politico magazine Ipsos survey, 70% of respondents stated they do not support U.S. presidents being shielded from criminal prosecution for alleged offenses committed while in office. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
This shit that ice cold, Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces.
All right, welcome back, everybody.
Living it up in the city.
And we are having, well, dare I say, a great time here on the program this morning, Tuesday. And again, Tuesday is kind of, you know, by itself, it's not really almost the middle of the, it's not the middle of the week, it's not hump day, it's just kind of, you know, it's just kind of by itself. It's not really exciting in its own right, but we're making it so. And we did have a great listener comment about Tuesday, and the comment was, Tuesday, it's not Monday. So we will take that. Absolutely. Folks, welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you, and we've got much more to tell you about. 949-822-7959. We've got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, with us this morning. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
I tell you what, let's head right over to the telephone lines because we do have them lighting up like a Christmas tree this morning. And we're glad to hear again from Aaron in Denver, listening on 710 KUNUS, Mighty 710. Good morning, Aaron. You're on with Denise Simon this morning.
Yeah, I have been a while.
Hey, Aaron.
Yeah, it's been a while, Miss Denise. I had to ask this question. I was online, and I read a lot of stuff, and I mean stuff. And the U.S. Supreme Court says Peter Navarro, former Trump white advisor, must report to prison. So what's going on, Denise? What's really going on, Denise? Could you please tell this sucker taxpayer in Denver, Carl, what's really going on behind the scenes, Denise?
He made the appeal to stay out of prison, and he was denied that. So I think he reports today at a federal prison in Florida. And this is because of, not complying with the subpoena. And, so that's where we are now. he wasn't given nearly the leeway a lot of other people have been given for not complying with a subpoena. So that's kind of it. He was the longest serving, one of the longest, if not the longest serving Trump official in the Trump administration. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of where we are. He is completely against all things China. And I think he, when he goes to federal prison, I think he's only serving four months.
Yeah, I read it was 4 months. And the thing is, though, he didn't turn over papers. What papers was he supposed to turn over?
I think anything that was having to do with China and what the White House was challenging when it came to Wuhan and so forth. I think that is what it was.
Okay.
I'm not completely convinced of that, but yeah. But he's a tough guy. He'll be okay. So I don't like it either. He was on my radio show last year.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a good guy. But you know, good guys in this day and time finish last now, don't they?
Yeah, indeed. Indeed.
Okay, well thanks Denise. Adios, Professor
Podix. Hey, thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Glad to hear from you. Take care. All right, Aaron, listening again on the mighty 710 KNUS. Denise, let's head over here to the next telephone line. We do have Eric in Tennessee. He was talking about the Houthis earlier with us, and I think he's probably got a specific question for you. Good morning, Eric. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Kyle. Good morning, ma'am. Thanks for taking my call, y'all. Real quick, ma'am, you were talking about, you made mention regarding the dearth of impact and evidence and soundings regarding Defense Intelligence Agency, the Central Intelligence Agency. Let's just say collectively our intelligence apparatus, to include the Five Eyes throughout the Middle East. And some call it failures. I call it deliberate. There might be some failures in there, but the preponderance of circumstantial evidence, at least through open source to me, is that it is purposeful. Purposeful lack of communication, if that makes sense. Now, with that said, you'd also alluded to Russia, the teamings of Russia, Iran, North Korea, China, mm-hmm. Russia, you know, the whole basically BRICS plus six right now. And that includes mm-hmm. Saudi Arabia and Egypt, and some people don't realize that. Both Brazil. Financially, yes, ma'am, right, on all of BRICS, exactly. So here's the thing. The article, do I understand it correctly that the article that first mentioned I'm just going to call them the rebels, possessing hypersonic missile system or access to that was in Newsweek?
Mm-hmm.
And my supposition on this, it just hit me. Who was the first people to report on the Russia collusion? And Carter Page, who was the first people to report on that? That was Newsweek. They are... This is my opinion, along with the New York Times and Washington Post and Newsweek. There might be a couple others, but they are intelligence, scenario developers, if you will. They are leakers of information or to set narratives. And I'm of the opinion now, what you said, that Newsweek is floating a story that isn't wholly true and accurate to see if it catches on with the mainstream, the consumers of mainstream media. And I'll take my answer off there, and I just wonder what your opinion is on that and how do you see things. Thanks, y'all. Thanks, Kyle.
Hey,
Have a good day.
Eric. Take care. Thanks for the call. Yeah, what do you think, Denise?
Actually, I don't think it was Newsweek. I think it was Bloomberg, but nonetheless. Newsweek actually has contributing journalists over there, so I wouldn't blame it on Newsweek proper or the editors.
Mm-hmm.
It's what investigative journalists actually do, and then they, you know, have it published through Newsweek. Same thing with Bloomberg, same thing with Washington Post. I mean, anybody can, you know, write something and publish it there. Going back to the intelligence apparatus,
mm-hmm.
they may gather this stuff, and they may be, and we don't know where it necessarily comes from. Whether it comes from operatives that, you know, are on our payroll in some form, or if it comes from the ambassadors, which I think are some of the worst
we have. I think they end up with their loyalties completely misplaced. But the interesting thing is that what do we do with this intelligence once we get it?
Right.
And I would argue we do nothing. And it's not because of the Newsweeks. It's not because of the Washington Post. It's because we virtually don't have the will. Now, yeah. We have a department at the Pentagon. It's a war gaming department. I don't know what it's specifically called, but I mean, they virtually change things literally by the hour as conditions change. And they game things out. I was very good friends with a former Marine that was part of that years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they do some very good work. And they do it according to where we have a footprint, whether we have it in Kuwait, whether we have it in Spain, whether we have it in Italy or Greece or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes not just uniform personnel, but also assets, where we have tanks, where we have fighter jets, where we have ships, where we have cooperation from host countries. And we're not leading. We're virtually not leading. So that's where we are.
Well, I'll tell you what, we got about a minute and a half here. We got Neil in Henderson. He's got a quick question for you, Denise. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Hey.
I just got back from the supermarket. There was a bloodbath.
Oh, no.
In the produce
No kidding.
Oh, no.
You know, the price of broccoli keeps going up. You know, about intelligence, I know there's only a short amount of time here. I think it's worthless. I mean, from what I've read, they've got to source it. Then they got to assign, quantify it, place a value upon it. And I think our intelligence community, I don't know if they're walking around with blindfolders on or what they're so – I just don't think there's any legitimacy to it anymore. I just want to mention Andrew Weissman and the Mueller investigation. Rachel Maddow was hyperventilating tonight over Russia collusion. She forgot about Mueller and Weissman spending over $30 million.
Yeah.
Who knows how much they spent? Came up with nothing. Okay, they torpedoed General Flynn. He had to plead guilty because they coerced him. I'll take your comments off the air.
Hey, thanks, Neil. Take care. Thanks for calling. What do you think, Denise?
Well, I text from time to time with Carter Page, and he's got a sizable lawsuit out there that's kind of sitting in limbo. But let's also remember, too, that Trump put in a lawsuit to sue Hillary Clinton over Russia collusion, and then he rescinded it. The question is why.
Good question. Denise, thanks again for all the great commentary this morning. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Take care. Denise Simon, everybody. Folks, we're coming right back with Chris Markowski. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing across your radio airwaves this morning. And we are having fun. Time is flying by, and it's, yes, it's still Tuesday, but it's better than Monday. And again, I appreciate there was a listener who wrote in not all that long ago and said, yeah, Tuesday is not Monday, and that's the best part about Tuesday, no doubt about it. Well, the best part of this segment, of course, is going to be none other than Chris Markowski will be here with us. And you can hear Chris, of course, right here on AM 860, The Answer. Head over to watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's the website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Find out more about Chris, his radio program, his podcasts. And again, as I was just saying, you can hear him right here on AM 860, The Answer. Without further ado, let's say good morning to Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Morning.
Well, you know, I saw something earlier today, Chris, that talked about the idea that earnings growth, and as opposed to the interest rate policy by the Fed, is really what is driving the value of U.S. stocks. And am I right in assuming that the stock market is not necessarily as tied to the perception of interest rates as we might be led to believe?
Well, I mean, it plays a part of it, but I mean, if a company's making money, whether interest rates are at 5% or at 1%, that's, you know, that's the end all be all of everything. Is that, again, certain companies, take Apple, for instance. I mean, you know, do interest rates really, affect their business in returns to what they may invest in or try to grow their business when they're sitting, you know, on, you know, $250 billion plus in cash? They don't have to borrow money. It might affect their customers and whether customers are going to be willing to go out and buy, based upon higher rates, more of Apple stuff. I get that. But, you know, higher rates affect, you know, certain people more than others. I mean, to be honest, do higher interest rates affect, if you've got a low mortgage rate, you pay your credit card on time, it doesn't really affect, you know, those people to that great of a degree. But, you know, people that are relying upon borrowed money, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I appreciate what you've talked about in the past, too. And that is, and you kind of mentioned it here, too, a company that's making money. And that's really what people look at in terms of why you would buy a stock or why you'd have confidence in a stock, is whether or not that company is being run well. And you can make good investments by simply digging a little bit, it would seem to me, and learning about the company, as opposed to just looking at some number on a screen during the day.
As I said, there's a myriad of factors when looking at a company from management and, you know, what its growth plans are, potential for the future. There's a lot of things that you take a look at when it comes to positioning yourself in individual stock that are important. And, to be honest, I really don't look at interest rates and what the Fed is doing at all when putting together portfolios.
Well, President Trump made his now infamous bloodbath comment, which the media is having a real field day with. But all that was prefaced by the idea, and we talked a little bit about it yesterday morning on the program, the idea of putting a 100% tariff, at least that's what he said, onto any Chinese-made vehicles that would be made in Mexico, and then you try to bring across the border. Well, evidently, they are looking to create what they call a bloodbath in terms of taking over a lot of the U.S. car market, even warning this CEO of XPeng Motors evidently wrote a letter just recently saying that it would be a very difficult time, shall we say, for the American auto worker if they're able to bring their cheaper EVs to market.
I don't know. Is that because of the Chinese making cheap EVs, or is it because we're forcing our automakers to make EVs? And I don't get it. Doesn't make much sense to me. I mean, Ford would love not having to have to make EVs. They're losing $60,000 for every one that they make. We're going to counter our stupid policy with more stupid tariff policy. I don't have any problem. You want to put a tariff on an item coming into the country if, you know, they're putting a tariff on, you know, us or limiting what we can sell over in their country. You want to do, retaliatory based upon, you know, what they're doing. I get all that. But, you know, not allowing, you know, free competition is not a good thing, quite frankly. I think it's patently absurd. It's actually interesting. You had the CEO of Mercedes in Europe, in Germany, say that the exact same in the German government, that, you know, don't go putting tariffs on this. You know, you're hurting competition. It should be a free market type of a situation. Now, granted, if they're limiting what we can do over there, yeah, okay, I get that. But if the Chinese want to sell a $15,000-$20,000 EV here in our market, and we can't compete with that, well, you know, so be it. And maybe our car company shouldn't be making EVs.
Well, yeah, good point. Because again, we get into these government mandates, and then you have like Super Bowl commercials trying to make you really think that at least on the face of it, you can drive your electric truck way, way, way up into the mountains and do all the stuff you do with an internal combustion engine. You know,
are people nuts? I mean, you got to go just to some life change. You got to go out in the middle of nowhere in the mountains or something like that. Where anything going to happen? You're going to do that with an electric vehicle that you can't plug in? It's stupid. It insults your intelligence, some of these commercials. It really does. Not to mention just how expensive these electric vehicles are. It's silly. It really is. And they keep announcing new ones and advertising we got more Hummers out there. I mean, the thing's over $100,000 for crying out loud. I mean, it's not a mass market vehicle. You know, the Chinese have a inexpensive EV. If you want to use it in cities or wherever it may be, 15 grand, you know, have at it. You know, go ahead. See how many that they sell. I don't know what the quality is on these things or anything like that. But, they're running into their own problems as well in China, where the demand is way, way down for electric vehicles as well. They're not selling either. They're piling up in their lots also. So yeah, the whole EV thing is you know, been pushed to a ridiculous degree. But the Biden administration, the EPA, wants to even push it further with even tougher emissions restrictions on automobiles.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and especially like in California, you're going to find that they kind of sneak the emission limits down, especially designed to get older cars off the road to where they just won't pass smog after a time.
You got to factor, you know, where, you know, the carbon footprint of the car, they don't factor that in, the electricity for the car. I mean, the concept in of itself is silly. Hybrids are the ones that are moving right now. That's what people are interested in, because they make a hell of a lot more sense. The whole concept of being prepared. Okay, you want an electric vehicle, but what if you can't plug it in somewhere? What if I want to go on a long trip? Well, hey, you know what? I've got a gas engine also. You know, some people think that's silly, because then you got, you know, a redundant situation where more things can go wrong. I'm not buying that. You know, there's no way that, based upon my family and, you know, the traveling that I have to do, would I even consider getting an electric vehicle.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you on that 100%. Well, in the time we have left here, what do you make? There's a big story out about Joann Retailer, the craft and, the material store and so forth. But they're declaring bankruptcy after 81 years in business. Do we know anything about this? We understand it might be taken private here very soon, but what if anything do we know that led up to something like this? 81 years in business.
I don't know if, you know, competition from Hobby Lobby or people not involved in that craft type hobby to the degree anymore. I'm not sure. I don't know if they overextended themselves in real estate. I haven't really looked at the internals of that. I mean, yeah, it happens, especially in retail. You know, your companies that, you know, I remember growing up, there was a Woolworth down my store, not far from my house, but it's no longer. So Montgomery Ward, I mean, there's a graveyard of gone, once strong retailers that are no longer.
Yeah, indeed, I remember seeing a lot of Joann stores around, but they always seem to have a lot of square footage, you know, as well. So I'm sure that there's a real estate aspect to this. But Chris Markowski, thank you so much. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning, my friend. You have a great morning.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too, Chris Markowski. Everybody, Watchdog on WallStreet.com is the website. Find out about Chris, his radio show, his podcasts, and much more. And folks, we're going to come right back after the top of the hour with much more to go in hour number four. Hour number three now officially in the books.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.